This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to talk about right on cue. The pill and the jam is here. We now know what it's been about, friends. Bill Gates wants to mandate vaccinations on a global scale. Boy, isn't that interesting. Who profits from this coronavirus, right? Question mark. Again, question its origins and its authenticity. Of course, those that created the crisis. Again, right on cue, the pill in the jam. Bill Gates wants to mandate vaccinations. By the way, I got some audio for you today. Bill Gates also wants to lower the world's population. And in his confusion, he blurts out the truth several times. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a couple of minutes. Friends, open your eyes as to what's being played out here. Okay, there's a picture today of Anthony Fauci none other than Bill Gates walking hand in glove. Of course, they're working on this together. And who is their salesman? None other than the President of the United States of America. Hopefully by the end of the show, you're going to understand, because people are beginning to open their eyes up as to what's taking place in this country on a massive scale. Now, before we get to that, friends, if you want to watch us live, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto it, join us on live chat, if you will. I had about 900 and some viewers yesterday. We totally appreciate the growth that we're seeing here. It's actually tripled over the last month here, and people are beginning to pay attention to what's happening here, because the Word of God never returns void, does it? And we also understand that God is not a man that he should lie. And that's what we're sticking to here, friends. The Lord is always right. No matter how you try to navigate away from it, or to deter or distract yourself away from what the Word of God says, keep in mind, it is the rock of ages. It endures forever. It's forever settled in heaven, and it's what we always come back to. That is the history of man. They forsake God. They end up giving themselves over to government, man, tyranny, tyrants, dictators, whatever you want to call them. Their countries at length are destroyed. Then what do? They return back to the God they should have never turned away from, wickedly departed, as King David said in Psalm 119. You can jump onto beforeitsnews.com as well. Beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Jump over onto live chat as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. True that. True that, true that. This is what I want to do. I've got a lot of information again today. I've got to jam it into 1 hour. I just want to ask you how this is working out for the people that can continuously keep their fingers on their eyeballs. They refuse to see the situation for what it is today. Outside of the fact that the coronavirus narrative has no legs of its own outside of what the president's friends, the salesman, his subordinates, and the mainstream media attempt to put to it, it seems that the dots just don't connect, do they? The way the mainstream media and government are playing this outright together, they play the music, the people dance, right? Concerning the lies that are continuously disseminating, they say it matters not because the narrative is set. You just heard it during the break, friends. It's all about the coronavirus. It's all about fear. It's all about adding fuel to that fear. It's all about creating pandemic. It's all about creating more hysteria. Why? Because the more afraid you become and the more paralyzed you become, the more you reach out for more government intervention. Let me ask you something outside of the media and the government today, friends, and I'm talking about corruption. Who's pushing fear more than they are? Absolutely nobody. So therefore, what do they want? They want you to cry out for more government intervention. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people playing into this today. There's a lot of people that refuse to see what's happening today in their country for what it is. And it matters not because what you're doing, those that want to continuously shield yourself from the truth of the matter, you're drawing the seat of violence nigh unto you. It's already at your front door. And if you can't understand from that point on again, friends, I got to say to you, I don't know that I can help you in any sense of the word. Folks, even in the face of Congressman Ron Paul's article, the coronavirus hoax, the media's narrative is continuously pushing the same narrative altogether on a global scale. Now, I just got to ask you a question before we get into this, because I'm going to play some audio of Donald Trump actually quoting none other than Benito Mussolini, the most arrogant dictator in known history, friends, that we know of. Absolute fool. To believe anybody could follow him is amazing to me. But there are them that follow him, and one of them just happens to be Donald Trump. I'll play audio for you in just a moment so you can listen to him attempt to defend himself concerning him parroting that of Benito Mussolini's comments and his quotes. Before I get to that, I want to ask you, how is this whole coronavirus thing working out for the American people? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that it's all zeroed in on them and their God-given rights? Anybody paying attention to that? Because I am. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And we thought this was about our care and our safety. No, that's always the plea of tyrants is necessity. Robert Barnes said, we are living through the biggest power grab by the state in American history, the most radical suppression of constitutional liberty in our history, and the complete deprivation of most Americans' means of supporting themselves. What took 2 centuries to build, we gave it up in 2 weeks. Is he right? Well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just posted, friends, in Kentucky, you ready for this? A Kentucky activist judge seeks to enforce people refusing to be quarantined to wear an ankle monitor like common criminals. Not making this up. Is this zeroed in, folks, on your God-given rights, or is it not? Just like I always said it would be. Yes, it is. Just like the Patriot Act and the agencies that have been created. Is it zeroing in on our sworn enemies, or is it zeroing in on the globalist sworn enemies, me and you? I'm just curious. Only you can answer it. And by the way, yes, you heard me right. In Kentucky, an activist judge sitting outside of good behavior, he needs to be removed. America, listen to me. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When I was a kid, I remember going to 15, 16 years old, going to see this movie, Kill or Be Killed. It was a karate movie. I used to be heavily into the martial arts when I was a kid. What kid hasn't been involved in the martial arts? I don't know. I never had any of those kind of friends. But the point is, it's the same thing that's happening here, friends. Either you lawfully remove these activist judges, read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Either you remove them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 1, Clause 7, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. I'm going to come right back to this. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you want to watch this live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pick up 13 articles there. On the right side of the page, you will find YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I got to make a correction here. I was just talking about the tyranny going on in Kentucky concerning this activist judge. My point is, friends, that you either remove them or else you're going to lose your rights. There's no in-betweenites. Either you remove corruption in your government or else you're going to lose your freedoms. That's called keeping the commandments of the Lord. Enforcing the law, executing the law against their crime. Peruse the U.S. Constitution and you can find it there. Okay? Well, you know, Bradley, I was told that, you know, I was just told that, that the judges, man, once they're appointed, they're there forever. Really? Hey, Sam, will you do me a favor? Will you go get me that parrot, please? Folks, you know what people sound like today? I'm embarrassed for people. I hear preachers doing the same thing. Folks, I said to you yesterday, go to a larger outlet concerning that of Christian outlet. Folks, it's Christian outlets. It's all succumbing to the government. Instead of them being the light, now they put it to the government to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. They're a bunch of stinking hypocrites is what they are. They're worthless. How strong are they? Look at the moral society. It's become immoral. They're weak. They're pathetic. No wonder why our enemies are encouraged to act in such a fashion, because they look at the best we have in the church. Let me tell you something. That is not a representation of the Church of Jesus Christ. My big brother's the captain of the salvation. My big brother's the lion of the tribe of Judah. My big brother's the man of war. Okay? My big brother's the one that went into the war and set the record straight. Not what you're seeing today, just the exact opposite. They turn in the day of battle, Psalm 78. And yet they want people to believe that they're the ones to emulate. Baloney, hogwash. Jesus Christ is the one that you emulate. Listen to this. Kentucky activist judge seeks to enforce people refusing to be quarantined. He wants to quarantine you. He wants to criminalize you, to wear an ankle monitor like common criminals. How is this whole coronavirus thing working out for you, Americans? I thought this was about your care. I thought this was about for your good. It is not. Okay? Most people, they just sound like a bunch of parrots just parroting anything that the mainstream media has to say. Has to say. Has to say.
They just sound like a bunch of parrots just parroting anything that the mainstream media has to say. Has to say. Has to say.
Oh, it's totally...
Like a bunch of parrots just parroting anything that the mainstream media has to say. Has to say. Has to say.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it, Mr. Parrot?
Mr. Parrot.
Yeah, whatever the media says, I say.
Yeah,
that's right. Isn't that right, Mr. Parrot? Whatever the media that I don't believe in has to say, I just say it. And I don't care what people think of my hypocrisy or not. I just parrot whatever they say.
The media that I don't believe in has to say, I just say it. And I don't care what people think of my hypocrisy or not. I just do that right, Mr. Parrot. Whatever the media that I don't believe in has to say, I just say it.
Oh, it's true, Americans. This is how ridiculous people look. This is how they act. Like a bunch of parrots. I thought judges were appointed for life. No, they are not. And this is where my correction comes into place. It's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Judgment in case of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted after they're removed, Article 2, Section 4, then they are charged. And speaking of judges, when you go to Article 3, Section 1, guess what? They sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. These tyrants are attempting to make law abiders into criminals, and this has been going on for a long time in this country, friends. They're sticking their head out. Are you going to put up with this? Because I can't do for you what God commanded you to do in your particular area. When you have judges wanting to put on ankle monitors concerning people because they're not following the unconstitutional, tyrannic, dictatorial mandates and etiquettes, or not etiquettes, friends, but edicts that the government gives, you know, this is what they want to do to you. Is this American government? Absolutely not. Oh, by the way, did you hear in Colorado, sonsoflibertymedia.com, cops violate social distancing to arrest an innocent dad, arresting an innocent dad for playing with his six-year-old daughter in a park. Is this American government, friends? Hey, Colorado, I know you're listening to me live right now. You might want to talk to those cops that say that they're just doing their job. They're not just doing their job. They're violating their oath. They said that they would deal with enemies, both foreign and domestic. It's time that they turn and listen to those that are giving these edicts and start dealing with them, because that's what they swore to do in upholding the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Oh, the cops are just doing their job. No, they're not. They're just as corrupt as the federal government. And they need to be dealt with. They need to be voted out and removed and charged, friends, if need be. In Colorado, cops violate social distancing to arrest an innocent dad for not pretending with the federal government. The cops arrest the dad for playing with a child, his own child, his six-year-old daughter, in a park. Does that sound like American government to you, friends? Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, I talked to one of my friends over in a bigger city, probably about 25 miles north from where I live right now. I said, so have you found any actual cases of somebody having the virus? Nope, haven't seen anything yet. But the media is right there, the mainstream media. Oh, 700 people here and 92,000 cases there in New York. Yet we can't find anybody in the hospital, said Todd Starnes, who took a camera there to see what was going on. You're being lied to. This is about a usurpation. You're being tested to see how far they can go with you, America. There's nothing constitutional about what's going on here in any sense of the word. Not in any sense of the word. And let me remind you of one more thing before we start getting to the topic here, friends. You do remember that yesterday I brought up an article by Max Slavo on Sons of Liberty Media. Max Slavo. Privacy location. Google is publishing the locations of data during lockdown. In other words, your phones are being tracked and that information is being given over to the government for not obeying the edict. Folks, this is like a bad movie. For years, we have preached to the point as to where we're at today. Oh, ask my listeners. The Word of God has brought us exactly where we knew where we were going. You've been lied to. You're being handed over. You're under attack by this administration. And the American people, there are still some that just don't get what's going on here. Hey, does it sound American to you, friends, that Google, maybe this explains to you why Google has not been prosecuted, or Facebook has not been prosecuted, or Twitter has not been prosecuted, friends, the big tech companies as they like to be called. Maybe because they're working hand in glove. Google publishing locations of your data during the lockdown to the government? Does that sound American to you? And just think about it. While you're being quarantined, 5G towers are going up all over in major cities in the United States of America. I just thought I would share that with you. Folks, you always got to pay attention to what they're not talking about. Because what's going on with this coronavirus is nothing but a distraction concerning what they are really doing behind closed doors. Or at least hoping you are. Hey, folks, they want to arrest you if you leave. They want to track you every step of the way. Why? Because they don't want you to see what they're doing. If you want to bring something into the equation here concerning this conversation, 1-866-582-9933. I'm still waiting for someone that is not pro but con. Set me straight, man. I'm waiting for it. Hey, this is what it looks like to fight for your liberties, not to roll over and play the diplomat. You know what Ben Franklin said about diplomacy, right? Seduction in another guise. Hey, folks, I haven't been given that gift. Too many men, again, fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give me the freedoms that I have that you're tolerating today. Well, let's just debate. You know what debate is, right? It's where two men, or compromise, right? Compromise is where two men get together, where they both agree on what they know is wrong, and then what they want to do is get you into some sort of debate, because once they get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. That's what's in play today. In America, the only thing I can do is blow the trumpet. I can do nothing more. I can do nothing less. I'm not here to try to change your mind. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. It's for Him to do that. It's for you to submit to what He is bringing about, not what I'm bringing about. You follow the Christ. You stick to the Word. You don't follow any man, period. Capiche? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back to the topic. Right on cue, the pill in the jam. Bill Gates wants to mandate vaccinations. Bill Gates also wants to lower the world's population simultaneously. Just thought you should know.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Medical Association is calling for all remaining cities and states to issue stay-at-home orders to better enforce social distancing guidelines.
the most effective tool we have in this fight at this moment is physical distancing, which means every city and state that has not yet implemented shelter-in-place or stay-at-home restrictions needs to do so immediately.
President Patrice Harris says these enforcements need to remain in place until evidence shows it's safe to return to normal. The number of people dying from COVID-19 is approaching 12,000. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say 11,830 people in the United States have died from the virus, and Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson remains in intensive care due to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, did you hear the break? This is what I'm talking about. It's all the same garbage. It's this choir all together now. Sing the same song. Keep parroting what you're told to parrot. Because after all, you're just doing your job. Keep pushing more fear. This woman just gets on there and tells now all the states need to see, the federal government wants to usurp state rights. The stumbling block is Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Okay, because there's 9 states in our union right now that are saying no to the coronavirus hoax. And this is what they're saying. They're saying that it is not their constitutional right, nor do they have the authority to do what they see the federal government doing today. But what did you hear? You just heard a woman get up on the radio, and what did she say? Now, all the states need to basically follow the edict coming from the federal government. Federal government is a creature of the states. The state is not a creature of the federal government. They do not have constitutional authority to do what they're doing today, nor do they have the constitutional authority to enforce their unconstitutional policies, or should I say their edicts, friends? Folks, I'm telling you, we get to the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, a lot of lawsuits. But who pushes it more than the federal government and the mainstream media? Absolutely nobody. You know, I have yet to witness or eyewitness any case with anybody that has this virus. An RN, a male friend of mine, nothing. Not seeing what the media is pushing, he told me. RN, female, same exact thing. Just talked to a full-fledged doctor today. Not one virus has he witnessed yet in a bigger hospital 25 miles north of where I live right now. I have a friend that's an EMT. Same thing. He has not witnessed one case. Not one case. I just played you some audio yesterday of these said representatives of the new global order. that are saying, no, listen, you know, what they're saying, this is what they're saying, though they're not saying it, they are saying it. You know, now that we got the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill passed, you can go ahead and live your lives. Okay, well, they did that. Now, guess what, friends? And I told you, now that they're talking about the second coronavirus relief bill, friends, which has nothing to do with us, it's about our coffers being robbed. It's interesting to note, friends, at the same time, now they're beginning to push the hysteria and the fear again because they want the second one to go through. Okay, but what we're talking about today is right on cue. Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccinations. Also keep in mind, Bill Gates wants to depopulate the world at the same time. I'm just telling you what they're saying, friends. I didn't say this. I didn't make it up. I'd written on March 20th that the same government and mainstream media, I want you to listen to this, that have been lying to you for decades in this country, are the same ones pushing the coronavirus hysteria. Did you see the picture that's making its rounds online today, friends, of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates? Oh, my goodness. Are they into this together? Oh, absolutely they are. Absolutely. Who's the spokesperson right behind President Donald Trump? Anthony Fauci. Who's he buddying up with? Bill Gates. Of course. Those that are responsible, history teaches us, for creating the crisis, oftentimes we find that they're the ones that profit from it. Therefore, you have just identified those that have created the crisis. And again, here we are today. I want to do this really quick before I get over to this. I just think it's that important. You know what? I'll play that in a minute, okay? We'll play Bill Gates next in a moment here. In this article, I brought up to my readers and listeners' attention that we are going to see in the up and coming days as to what the pill is and the jam concerning the virus, right? Question mark. Oftentimes, more than not, as I just said, history does teach us that crises are often created by them that can profit the most from them. Guess who owns all these vaccination companies? Guess who's funding them? Bill Gates is. Right? Who was forecasting this back in 2015? Bill Gates was. Guess who else was also forecasting the coronavirus? Or not in particular, but a virus back in 2017? Anthony Fauci. Did you guys see him the other day? Got up on front of the television set in the press room in the White House, and he puts his hand in his jacket. Did you see that Mason sign that he gave to all of his buddies that are working with him? I'm sure you, it's called the lion's paw. Okay, you got to catch on to these people, folks. They're telling you who they are right in front of your face. Now what we see today being played out in real time, and again, it's what we anticipated, and can I say right on cue? Bill Gates wants to, again, mandate vaccinations on a global scale. And again, this should come as no surprise due to the fact that both Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci were, in fact, both of them forecasting in 2015 and in 2017. Vaccinations. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:19 that you're not to mix blood. It also tells us in the book of Acts chapter 5, it's better to obey God than man. Therefore, we will. Okay? It's time to resist America. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's time to resist America. This is also the same government that has been, since 1968, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, been spraying down chemtrails. Okay? You need to understand the judgments of God, friends. They've been doing this since I've been alive. They have been spraying down chemicals from the sky. Go ahead and check out chemtrails. It's something, folks, that nobody can deny, not even my pilot friends. Not even my pilot friends that fly for major airlines in the United States of America. They're spraying down chemicals on you, and then they're talking about these viruses that just come out of nowhere. Oh, instantly. Aren't they just great forecasters? Man, are they prophets or what? No, they're false prophets. And they know exactly what they're doing. And the thing is, it's an alliance that is assembled globally. And every single one of these clowns need to understand, these global monkeys need to understand that their alliance is going to be disannulled again. And what's going to happen, friends? Many of them are going to have to end up in hell before they understand what we're telling them. But the facts are what the facts are. They're stubborn things. They're not going to change. And there's just some people that need to understand, namely these global monkeys, that need to understand that not everybody's a sheep. You make yourself sheep, friends, and the wolves will devour, and that's exactly why they're devouring today, because too many of you act like a bunch of spineless, effeminate, capitulating sheep. And it's time that you start standing up and acting like men and women of God and be counted. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. I want you to listen to this. This is actually... Listen carefully. Listen to how confused this demigod is. He thinks he is. He thinks he's above the law. This is this sick-minded, distorted human being, Bill Gates. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. As to what he says, friends. Because he is that confused. Listen to what he says on one hand, and then instantaneously he'll say something completely opposite. This is his devilish mind. Okay? Listen to this.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We could lower that.
But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Just wait a second,
now,
Sam.
If we do a really good job,
he's talking about Planned Parenthood killing 4,000 babies a day. He's talking about the vaccinations. If we do a really good job, we can lower that. Buggy, will you rewind that and play that again, please? Listen carefully as to what he says, because he does it. There's three different pieces. They're really short, but he says the same thing in every one of them. Go ahead.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job,
Good job.
New vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
He's not hiding this, friends.
We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
They're telling you.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade,
Bill Gates.
We believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, reducing
Listen
the population
to what
growth.
He's saying. Listen to what he's saying. It.
Which is, you know, what the foundation looks at on all its stuff. Can we drop the number of children who die per year in half and get the reduction in sickness and population growth that comes with that? That is sort of front of mind all the time. Yeah. Get the reduction in sickness and population growth that comes with that. That is
nope.
Sickness and population growth that comes with that. That is...
He's trying
to... Seen that.
He's trying... Okay, is there one more? He's trying to get you to take on his mindset. He talks about how this is a good thing, and then right behind it, he talks about depopulation and lowering the number of world population. This is how sick this man is in his head. Why is the government, why is the president of the United States of America working with Anthony Fauci, who's working hand in glove with Bill Gates? Folks, as we said from the very beginning, we find that those that create the crisis are those that profit from them. Who more and who better profits than Bill Gates and those that are pushing forth this agenda to depopulize the population? Listen to this again. There's one more.
The type of foreign assistance for vaccines or for AIDS treatment that are incredibly effective. These are all about saving lives. And the good news is that as you make those breakthroughs, the population growth in the country goes down. These are all about saving lives. The population growth in the country goes down. The good news is the population growth in the country goes down.
I'm trying to just let him hang himself because that's what he's doing. But friends, you need to understand something. He's not hiding anything. He thinks that it's good to bring the world population down by killing babies, by vaccinating people, friends. Well, what's in the vaccinations? That which will help bring down world population. He said it. I didn't. I'll play it one more time for you on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now. Folks, we're talking about right on cue, the pill in the jam, Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccinations.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I also want to play, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this audio for you from Anthony Fauci, who is, by the way, being called out by I don't know how many people across the country for fabricating information, for blatantly lying to the American people, creating numbers out of nowhere called fudging, and that's what he's doing. America, these are the people that you're allowing, you're strengthening them. You're adding strength to tyranny by ignoring what they're attempting to do. They're attempting to put a vaccination in your body. Bill Gates himself, apparently he thinks he's the president of the United States of America, but Bill need not worry because he's got Donald Trump as a salesman, and Anthony Fauci as well, because there's too many people that have their heads stuck in the sand that are believing their lies once again to their own demise. And it just may cost them their lives this time around. That's no exaggeration in any sense of the word. But it's interesting, friends, that Anthony Fauci was actually forecasting this back in 2017. Here, I'll just let you go ahead and hear this. This is Anthony Fauci.
First, we've got population.
No. That's Bill Gates. Anthony Fauci. The video of Anthony Fauci. Oh, you don't have that one up? You have it. Go ahead and check it out, would you please? Folks, in the meantime, I'm going to play this Bill Gates again for you, and I'll pull up this Anthony Fauci. It says deep state on the front of the video, Buggy. But will you play the Bill Gates audio for the people, please? Can you play?
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And the government's trying to sell this to you as candy. Did you find that one of Fossey, Sam? Okay, folks, I want to give you this real quick. This is LifeSite News reported. They just actually kicked out the fact that Gates, an abortion supporter and population control advocate, has spoken about using vaccines in the past to reduce the world's population. Now, on April 6, 2020, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, said life after COVID-19 will not be the same for some time, okay? Or at least until the population is widely vaccinated. This is just yesterday. In a lengthy interview with CBS this morning, released on April 2nd, Gates predicted that the people's fear of large public gatherings would be closer to normal once we have the vaccinations, possibly in 18 months. Our foundation works a lot on diagnostics and vaccinations. Gates said, vaccine producers are the ones that can really get things back on track where we are not worried about large public gatherings. It has nothing to do with that. He went on, Gates did, an abortion supporter and population control advocate has spoken about using vaccines in the past to reduce the world's population. He said, quote, unquote, now if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we lower that, the population, by perhaps 10 or 15%. He said in a 2000 TED acronym, Technology Entertainment Design Conference. And obviously parents today and people today are worried about whatever coronavirus vaccination, how it's developed, and when it will become mandatory. Hey, folks, just listen to me. I don't care if it becomes mandatory. I'm not, Bill Gates is not going to tell me what I'm going to put in my body. Period. Where is the resistance that our forefathers taught us? Where is that at? You are forfeiting your God-given rights to those that mean to depopulate the world. But again, I'm speaking to a country that goes to sleep every night knowing that 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb. And they allow their government to do so. Here's Anthony Fauci. Listen to him forecast this in 2017.
And as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge, the coming administration, in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak.
They're telling us everything.
The end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand
surprise
why
outbreak.
History... The history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Listen to this guy. He's telling you 2 years ago exactly what's rolling out today. Bill Gates told you 5 years ago as to what's rolling out today. How many times has the message been from this pulpit, the Lord's going to get our attention one way or not? How many times have I went back to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 and the book of Amos and said, listen, folks, if you want to know where we're at, the mall in the map says that we're right here. It's not hard or difficult to discern that. You need to shut the TVs off. You need to get on your knees. You need to get in the world, in the Word of God. You need to put a circle around you in the Bible and say, Lord, I'm not moving until you renew everything inside of this circle. Hey, Lord, or friends, stand on the Word of God and admit, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. That's repentance. And live in such a fashion. Let the Holy Ghost do what He wills as He renews you and regenerates you for His glory. He'll empower you, where the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. He'll empower you to go out and do a work that the devil himself, who's already been conquered, he's a conquered foe, Jesus said it's finished on the cross, that you need not worry about. Because the Lord said, I am with you even until the end of time. I'll never leave you or forsake you, right? Don't comfort yourself if you're in known sin, because the Holy Ghost doesn't do that. Don't deceive yourselves into believing that everything is okay when you're undone in Christ. Tell him to perfect that which concerneth you for his glory, and it's about him, in Jesus' name. I want to get to this last point here. This is Trump. Again, this is Bill Gates' salesman for his vaccinations. And you see them pushing the envelope. It's time for the American. Listen to me carefully. Resist, America. Resist. Resist, America. Resist. This is unconstitutional. They have no legal leg to stand on concerning what they're doing here today. But I want you to listen to the salesman of the year concerning vaccinations. And also the man of the year for big corporations as the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill is passed. Well, your coffers were emptied in handing it over to them. But you get a check for $1,200. Don't worry about it. Now, that's how slaves are made, right? Listen to Donald Trump try to vindicate himself after giving a quote from Benito Mussolini. One of the most embarrassing humans known to mankind. Donald Trump is emulating and parodying this man. Listen to this.
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to go. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
Is this guy crazy? I mean, I think he really is. The quote is, I'd rather live a day like a lion than a sheep for 100 years. I mean, just Benito Mussolini, the greatest narcissist known to mankind. Read Isaiah 14, because that's exactly what Satan did. He wanted to ascend his throne above God's. That's called pride. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, Mr. Trump, because rest assured, your fall is coming. Listen to the second part of this.
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes. And people, you know, I have almost 14 million people between Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all of that. All right. And we do interesting things. And I sent it out. And certainly, hey, it got your attention, didn't it?
He is an arrogant human being. And friends, it is absolutely astounding to see the ignorance in this country still. Yesterday I talked about the baser sort. And I was talking about the rise and fall of Hitler and who he used and how he used the baser sort. And if you go to 1 Kings 13:33, it says, after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, who had not returned from his evil way, just like we're seeing today, but made again of the lowest people, priests, politicians of the highest places. This explains Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Donald Trump. This explains, friends, Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, a Keith Ellison, a Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota. This explains, friends, why they're there. They're extorted men that are doing what they're told, or else they'll be outed, number one. Or number two, they're scoundrels, and they're easily controlled by their puppet masters. I'm going to get to that tomorrow, because it's important that you understand this. Friends, you need to understand, it didn't take them any discipline to rise up into the ranks. Really, what it took is for them to sell their souls out, and it's exactly what they did, and they mean to do the same with their country.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.